started raining just as I dropped her off at her car. The sun was on the cusp of rising and it was still cool from the late winter, but the days were now warming into springtime. She walked halfway to her car, then turned around and looked at me and smiled, then ran back to my window as I rolled it down for her to stick her head in and kiss me one more time. Then run back in the rain to her car, get in, and drive off. I sat there for a time with the rain starting to drizzle into my open window, sitting in the parking lot of the Southern Touch, thinking. As far as I'm concerned, it was the last time I ever saw her. Drive out to the funeral to bury my granddaddy, it began to snow. Growing up in North Alabama, it seldom snowed. Sometimes a couple of years would go by, sometimes it might snow twice in a season, but it was still a novelty. The sky was as gray as an open cord and as plaintive as fog in black and white. My granddaddy always liked snow, and somehow I did too. The drive was out the old Savannah Highway, which was still two-lane then. We wound around Dead Man's Curve, where that lady from the Sunbeam bread wrapper was killed in a head-on back when I was little. Out past our family's farm to the little Methodist church, where once upon a time my grandmother had gone to Sunday school. The same humble structure that witnessed their marriage for 42 years, and where just a few years ago I'd gone to youth group and Methodist Youth Foundation campouts, hayrides, and lock-ins. Maybe I thought about that sad snowy morning and burying my granddaddy those few years later as I drove home in the rain. Home to my fiance's bed, just a few weeks shy of getting married, with the taste of an old high school sweetheart lingering on my lips and fingers, and the rain started pouring down. Out of the sky like a wonderful wrath from God, a God who might spite me even as I turned from his grasp and shunned his embrace. I was plotting an escape that I was still a few years away from having the guts to pull off. Years later, that realization became a personal hell that followed me around for a while, and then didn't anymore. You can only carry hell around so long before it gets to be a drag.